My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you are pro lakefront, pro open air, or if you're against it, I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from the folks who are pro open air, pro lakefront, because I feel that there needs to be some form of representation on the other side here. Every host on The Fan, and I've not received any text to the contrary, and I still listen to this station when I'm not on. Nobody on this station has been anti moving to Brook Park. So it might feel to somebody who's anti moving to Brook Park that they're just going to get hung up on. I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. We want to be fair. So I do want to hear the other side, because some of the reasoning for it, I disagree with. Some of the reasoning for it, I kind of side-eye. But I'm more willing to be open to the actual people who could either go to the stadiums or vote on the issue or would have voted on the issue if you could vote on the issue, whatever it might be. Then, no offense to Chris Ronayne, don't know the guy, probably a decent man. I'd rather hear it from them than a politician. I'd rather hear it from them than anybody who's with the planning board to put a new stadium there. I really would rather hear from the general fan on this issue right now. Ernie in Old Brooklyn, you're first up on The Fan. Go ahead.
Yes, I would rather see the stadium downtown with a dome on it. Nobody has asked the citizens of Brook Park and the surrounding area about the traffic congestion on Sundays when the Browns play. That has got to be an important ingredient in this whole conversation, and nobody has mentioned it. I mean, we're accustomed to the congestion downtown Cleveland, not on the suburbs.
So you want a dome downtown. You believe there should be a new stadium, though. You do believe.
Yes, okay. Exactly right.
All right, Ernie, thank you very much for the call.
I hate to say this.
What?
Because there's somebody, he asked a question that I'm sure every single person who's living over there is thinking about, right?
What is that question?
About what about our needs? What about our situation? What's going to happen to our situation?
What about me? What about Raven?
And unfortunately, I hate to say it, and I know it's a very NIMBY thing, but I of all the people that the Haslams probably care about, those residents, they probably value their opinion the least.
Well, you're not going to get very much.
I
don't know if they want
to
hear
that.
You're not going to get very much support then.
And maybe what they'd say is, hey, if we bring this to you, you're going to get a world-class this and that, you know, maybe a rec center, whatever. It'll be taken care of because of the hassle. But they got to put it somewhere, right? And if it's not going to be downtown, you know, and if this doesn't happen, we may hear about other counties and other locations too. They're never going to care about the traffic in that area. It's just that's going to come with. They're going to say we are bringing something world class to the region. Unfortunately, it's like when when a prison, when they announce where a prison's going, right? They have to figure out. Nobody wants the prison.
You are comparing the Browns' new stadium to a prison.
In that nobody wants the prison, but when they have to go looking for locations, they have to try to bribe the location, the people in that location with, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of nice things because we're bringing this here. Like this, the stadium's going to be a big inconvenience to people that live there. Just that's a reality.
Do we start calling the dog pound death row?
Maybe it's felt that way over the years.
Larry in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Death row gets better meals.
Hey, good morning. Keep it downtown.
Keep it downtown. Same stadium, open air?
State your case.
Yeah, the Browns haven't won anything to begin a state-of-the-art stadium. So keep them down there until they win something.
All right, Larry, thank you very much for the call. And Larry hung up. Let's go to Matt in Westlake. Hello, Matt.
You asked, they answered.
First of all, the prison comment, that's got to be on tape and played over and over and over just because it's true. And the next time anyone talks to the folks...
Do we have Jimmy DeMora tonight at the new stadium? Is that what we... Go ahead, man.
Well, the Jimmy DeMora thing is perfect because the next time anyone talks to the county, just tell them Medical Mart.
Oh, my God.
They shouldn't have a voice.
Go, man.
Yeah, not ideal.
So do you believe it should be outdoors?
No.
Do you want the dome?
I'd like the dome, and if it's in Cleveland, out of Cleveland, I don't care. Just get some more use out of it. You know, we're paying for it. We may as well be able to use it.
All right. Matt, thank you very much for the call. Third one in. We got to it. There it is. Don and Lorraine. Don, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Don.
I can't agree with you more. My goodness. That beautiful rendering concept we saw in the pregame show, that thing is beautiful. If we get a world-class stadium and facility in there, we're going to get all sorts of money in the whole area, and it's going to be a great, great thing. And, you know, we get all sorts of big events. It's going to be like, oh, look what Cleveland did. Oh, Pittsburgh didn't do it. Cincinnati, Cleveland and did that.
Don's the type of guy I'm talking to here, because they're playing on the, hey, man, we're tough. Hey, you know what? I can still be tough, and why can't we have nice things? I'd like nice things. I see Indianapolis is a Midwest city. Why can't we have nice things?
Yeah, why did they get the nice thing?
Kind of had to grind it out on our leather ass here for a very long period of time. Would like to be comfortable and would like nice things. We could still be a blue-collar town and have something nice, can't we?
And then if you have the political wars about it, let's be the guy who's a star and brings something great to the lakefront. I'm all for building up the lakefront, but we've had opportunities to do that. We have people patterning it after Chicago, patterning it after Baltimore, and do something with our lakefront. Absolutely. Well, but that stadium we saw was beautiful. Why put lipstick on a pig when we can have something really great?
Don, thank you very much for the call. Now, the renderings look wonderful. How close it would be to the renderings, I don't know. We saw Progressive Field one time, and we ended up with pods out there in right field. So, again, we got to be careful about the renderings. But from what I saw, it was wonderful. I don't know if it's going to fill it to a T, but we would see. As far as the stadium is concerned, and the most galling thing that I had, and maybe that's not the right choice of words when I'm going to say it, the most galling thing that I had that I heard here was how that this would, well, these are supposed to be 50-year structures. That, to me, that's a non-winner. That's a non-winner. Since I was a kid, since 1999, hey, this thing ain't going to last too very long. Since I was a child. And here I am as an adult doing this, and you've had the stadium long enough, and nobody has said that this was a long-lasting stadium the entire time.
Yeah, now they're saying 30 more years.
Not a single person.
I think that part is the tough one for us to understand, because we've been told one thing throughout the other. Is there a benefit of the doubt I can give to Chris and some of the other influential leaders of the county?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is there any benefit of the doubt? I know people are screaming, no! Is there any benefit of the doubt, Ken, I can give that they're truly fighting for their constituents, that they're fighting for a better deal from the Haslams for taxpayers? Like, this is the necessary way to fight giving them and just signing off.
Then wouldn't you just say that?
That's why I'm asking.
Why wouldn't you just say that then?
That's why I'm asking, because these are very difficult negotiations, and we knew at some point we were going to be in for a fight. We knew when this first got down to two options. I remember some birdies in my ear going, this is going to be a fight.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fight. But then I asked those same people, I said, in the end, will the Haslams get what they want? And almost to a T, the answer has been yes.
But why? Okay, so, but your first messaging to the people, because again, we haven't heard. I'm glad to hear from Chris Ronayne, and I'll be glad to hear from Blaine Griffin.
I wanted to hear from a lot of people a lot sooner.
You know, the mayor's the mayor. I don't know, but it's, again, Blaine Griffin's been the point person on this, so we'll be happy to hear him very, very soon here. But I'm happy to hear from any of them. I don't think that it should be, hey, what you have is pretty decent, when a lot of people are going, no. Hey, we can get an extra 25. No. Hey, we're tough. We can't. That means we can't have nice things. We can't do something nice. If you were to come out and say, this is not a great deal for the people of Cuyahoga County, this is not a great deal for the people who live in the city of Cleveland, then I think that resonates a little bit better than just, hey, you ought to be happy with what you have. And it's okay.
Now, they did say yesterday, Chris added, and he was doing the interview junket, so I'm not sure where it was specifically, but he did say that we are looking...
Jamming 92.3.
We are looking with Action Jackson. We are looking for specifics. We want the specifics. When the city presents the specifics, not just, hey, here's some big numbers, here it is. Like, you have to show how this stadium is going to pay for itself, how the revenue, what the region impact is going to be. You have to show us. And to the fact that, to the point where we're here... right around the deadline. Was today the deadline or yesterday the deadline?
Yesterday was technically the deadline. The Browns did have a response.
We haven't really had the nuts and bolts, and I was assuming all that stuff was getting worked out behind the scenes, but the county is saying no, it really hasn't.
An outdoor stadium that will probably never be an indoor stadium, at least not as long as any of us are alive. Sons of the Shoe, because we're talking about the horseshoe. They'll take a look at the Big Ten with Nick Wiedelson and Spencer German during their Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. We are just a couple of weeks away from week zero in college football, and then your Buckeyes, hopefully on the road to a national championship. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Rob in Austintown. Hello, Rob. Do you want outdoor football still?
No. I've lived in Dallas for the last 10 years, just moved back last summer, mm-hmm. and I've been to AT&T, I've been to New Orleans. They're all.
Unfortunately, Rob, your signal's messed up. I think I knew where you were going, but I don't want to put words into your mouth. Apologies. JJ in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan.
How's it going, Ken?
Not bad. Thank you, JJ. Go ahead.
My take on it, I prefer to stay outside in by the lakefront. It's just like, they've been there like the whole time they've been in the league, so it's basically kind of like a tradition. Plus, nothing's like playing outside in cold weather in the snow, even though we haven't had that much often, and we've had a bad team over the years at the same time.
So how but many games – do you go to games, JJ?
I don't go, but – I mean, I watch pay-per-view, though, but, yeah, I haven't been to any of cold weather.
Now, not that I disregard your opinion. I regard your opinion because if you were going to games, then I would say, all right, what is the face value of your tickets? Are you willing to pay probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30% more here over the next 5 to 10 years – on a stadium that's still where it is, that still has the amenities that it has, that still is outdoors, would you be willing to do that? Because my answer to a lot of people is prices are not going to get lower. They're not going to go lower. So you're always going to be paying more for the base ticket price as it goes up. My issue is, well, why don't you just be comfortable if you're going to end up paying more? That's my whole answer to people, JJ.
Right. And then I'll get the point with the dome, too. Like, we'll probably get more stuff. We'll probably get better chance of getting the Super Bowl, WrestleMania, more concerts, this and that too. So that also will benefit. That benefits the whole Cleveland area.
But that's also, you know, JJ, that's also where the mixed use comes into it as well. And thank you very much for the call. The hotels, I would imagine apartments. I would imagine a Crocker Park, Legacy Village type of thing around there, Lyman. Maybe I'm off on that. Because you want to make sure you have guaranteed mixed use in there. Because I don't want it to become – we've talked about developing the lakefront since longer than you and I have been alive. So there's been a lot of bluster, a lot of hearsay, and not much has got done. Well, I don't want to have some boondoggle down in Brook Park where it's like, oh, we're going to do all these things. And then you get the same amount of stuff that you got with Brown Stadium. So that's where the mixed-use part of it comes in and goes, okay, you at least have this guaranteed part of it, where there's business, where there's hotel, where there's dining, entertainment, this, that, and the other – the residencies, you get that going on down at Brook Park. Like, that's got to be a part of the deal there. And that's something they obviously know about because you can't, they cannot guarantee us a Super Bowl. It
seemed like they used to get the guarantees, and now we've been told that it wouldn't come with a guarantee. Now, part of this is how much faith do you have in you know, the people that make those decisions. And, you know, we've had on, obviously, Spirit of Full Disclosure, we have David Gilbert on all the time. We have championed his efforts to secure some big events. There's another huge convention going on as we speak with some top executives coming from all over the country. They've been really good at securing those events. The ace up their sleeve would be a dome to be able to go get the Super Bowl, obviously.
I can't guarantee people a Super Bowl until Roger Goodell says he would guarantee us a Super Bowl. It has to come from a public figure like him to guarantee us a Super Bowl. Then that would push it over. Until then, I'd be hopeful of a Super Bowl. I'd say you'd have a much better chance. Clearly, you'd have a chance to have a Super Bowl. You'd probably have a good chance to get a Super Bowl if you had something that looked like what those renderings show. But I can't guarantee a Super Bowl. And if you don't get one, then you have to have other things around there to be able to make up for that difference. Because that's huge. That'd be huge for a lot of people. Because if we're just building a stadium, then you said Super Bowl that we never got, that becomes a running gag for a lot of people.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.